In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, preaching the Word of God. We're looking at Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. Oh, yes, I hide in Him. He is my strength. I have no strength but God. I have no strength but Jesus. A very present help in time of trouble. Are you in trouble today? Have you got a lot of troubles today? God is a refuge and a strength, a present help in time of trouble. Oh, hide yourself in God. Hide yourself in Jesus. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change. The earth should change, my Lord. I'm not going to be afraid, he says, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid. God's my refuge. God's my help. Do you know that today? I love this next verse, verse 4. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I tell you, that river flows from the risen Christ today. From the risen Christ, say, it's the river of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How we need to be dunked in that river. How we need to live in the river. How we need to love the river. It's the Holy Spirit. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. The city of God is Jerusalem. The holy habitation of the Most High, Jerusalem. God is in the midst of the city. Do you know that God is in the midst of your trouble today? Oh, yesterday I had a hard day, and I don't know why, but you know what? God was in the midst of my trouble. And you know what God said to me? Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Give your life to Jesus. Give this over, what you're going through, to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when morning dawns. Oh, God is our help. He's not only our refuge, He's our help. God will help us in the morning dawns. The nations are up in uproar, the kingdom's fodder, like everything is falling apart. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Here we have again. All the calamities in our house, all the calamities in our lives, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come. Behold the works of the Lord. What works has He done for you? Has He saved you? Have you experienced His presence? Do you know that He loves you today? Oh, don't say I'm too bad, because God is infinitely good to forgive the sinner. We have a sacrament called penance where we confess our sins. Come. Behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations He has brought upon the earth. Tornadoes, hurricanes. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. He makes wars cease. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Now, this next one is something we all need to hear. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. If you've been running around, take time to breathe in, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Take time to breathe so that you can be still and know the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted above the nations. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. I tell you, we keep on hearing that. We need to hear it, that the God of Jacob is our stronghold. We need to hear that. We need to put it into practice, that he is our refuge and our strength. We're looking now at Psalm 47. Clap your hands. The Lord says, clap your hands. So I clap my hands. All you peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. Hallelujah! 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 For the Lord the Most High is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with the shout, ho! The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praise to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Praise and honor to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and honor to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. We all know that Jesus is King. The Father is King. The Holy Spirit is King. Oh, God is King over all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. The shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Oh my! He is our refuge and our strength, a very blessing in time of trouble. I'm trying to find my next psalm. 73. Psalm 73. Truly God is good to the upright, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, the psalmist says, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. Is that about you? That your steps have slipped from God? That your feet have almost stumbled from God? Why? For I was envious of the arrogant. Don't be envious of anybody. Don't be envious of anybody. You don't know what they carry in their innermost heart. Don't be envious. For I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. The wicked people had a lot of money. And I was envious, for they have no pain. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not plagued like other people. These are the rich that don't know God. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes swell out with fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. He's really having a hard day. He's really been envious. He's really been saying the ones that have everything don't have God. And, well, I have God, but I've got nothing. Lofty, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against heaven, and their tongues range over the earth. Therefore, the people turn and praise them. They praise these wicked people and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Such are the wicked, always at ease. They increased their riches. All in vain I have kept my heart clean. And he's coming with the faith crisis. All in vain have I kept my heart clean. Have you ever felt like that? I have. And I washed my hands in innocence, for all day long have been plagued and am punished every morning. If I had said I will talk on in this way, I would have been untrue to the circle of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. How do I understand that the rich who have nothing to do with God, you know, you can be rich and be sold out to God. How can I find help? I almost lost my faith, he says. I nearly slipped and stumbled. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. He couldn't understand it. Listen now, until things change, I went into the sanctuary of God. What do you think he did in the sanctuary? He began to pray. Things now make sense. This is what he says. Then I perceived their end. Truly you have set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. On awaking, you despise their phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in the heart, I was stupid and arrogant and ignorant. I was like the brute beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. Well, this is now the whole solution. I am constantly with you. Because not only am I with you, but in Christ Jesus, you are in me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In Christ Jesus, you are in me. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? Whom have I in heaven but you, O Lord? Whom do I have in heaven but you, my Lord? Whom do I have in heaven But you, my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. See, he's now had a complete conversion. He says, there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength, the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Do you know that today? That God is your strength? That God is in your heart? He is your portion forever? Indeed, those who are far from you will perish. You put an end to those who are false in you. But for me, it is good to be near God. Alleluia. I want to say the same thing. But for me, it is good to be near the true God. Hallelujah. Indeed, those who are far from you will perish. You will put an end to those who are false to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge to tell of all the works of the Lord. I received a call yesterday, or the day before yesterday. The days fly by, you know. And the man said, you prayed with me. You prayed with me. Many years ago, I had cancer, I think, of the brain, and the Lord healed him. That's wonderful. Many are the works of the Lord. He knows how to do these things. He knows how to do these things. Let me tell you, our God knows how to do these things. He is God Almighty. He is God Almighty. He is faithful and true. I'm looking at the second chapter of St. Luke, the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Why does he say this? To show you that Christ came in time. He is not a myth. He came. Well, the Emperor Augustus was in that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor. Again, he puts the birth of Jesus in history. Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David. What's the city of David? Bethlehem. You know what Bethlehem means? House of bread. The bread of life was born in the house of bread. Yes, we know that the kingship of God, of the Lord Jesus, was that he would sit on the throne of David. Let me continue. To the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her, Mary, to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. A manger is a trough where the animals fed. They laid the newborn baby in a manger. Oh, yes. Little did anyone know at that time that he would say, I am the bread of life. Unless you eat this bread and drink this cup, you who eat this bread and drink this chalice, drink the death and resurrection of Jesus. Yes. Because there was no place for them in the inn. Maybe you have no place for Jesus. You're so busy, and I'm going to tell you, busy is a four-letter word. You're so busy that you don't have time for Jesus. You don't pray. Oh, you listen to me. Makes you feel good. But you got to pray. Yes, you've got to pray. I try to pray every morning. Sometimes it's a struggle. But, you know, I need to be in front of the Eucharist, trying to pray, or being prayerful, or just being silent, knowing that God is my refuge. There was no place for them in the inn. In that region, Bethlehem, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news, gospel, of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior. I'm going to tell you, what we need is not a philosopher. What we need is not a great teacher. What the world needs is a Savior. And Jesus Christ is that Savior. He died on the cross for love of you. If you're a sinner, go to the cross and say, forgive me, Jesus. I surrender my life to you. He is born a Savior. Drowning men need a Savior. I was once drowning in the ocean, and the Lord said to me, don't panic, Tom. And somebody came out and brought me into the shore, a lifeguard. I needed a Savior that day in the water. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah. What's another word for Messiah? Christ, who is the Messiah. He's born in Bethlehem. He is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors with his grace. You know, salvation is to the Jew first. Who did Jesus touch first? The shepherds. They were Jewish shepherds. Salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. When did the Gentile come to visit the child Jesus? The three kings. Oh, yes. The Bible is very straight. Salvation is first unto the Jews and then unto the Gentiles. Tomorrow we'll read more of the infancy narratives of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Your life might be coming apart, but you know what? God is your refuge. Hide yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.